Yeah. Okay, next day we left. We left Guam. We were going to Japan. Next day, the Taylor ship called the Jenkins to have permission if they could turn around, go back to Guam, let the sailor off, because he had a bad case, a concussion.
Oh, no.
He wasn't right. We thought he was going to die. And we'll proceed. We'll catch up to you in a couple of days.
That bad?
Yes. And I talked to Dorothy was there, and I met Mrs. Moe. He said, yeah. I prayed that he'd survive and all that.
Right. Because you don't know.
No.
You knock someone
no.
out, and
no.
you may have done more damage than you intended.
Like over in Japan, we're at this one bar having a party and all that. We're not partying, drinking. Marines get mad. We get mad. Well, there you go. Navy against Marines.
That's right. So,
We don't know who you are, but you're a Marine. You don't get a sailor.
Right.
Yeah. Because we are taught in the Navy, especially in a ship, each and every one of us, they depend on me. I depend on them. If he messes up in combat, general quarters, we're battle, whatever. If he messes up, we can all mess up.
Yep.
If he's got to do his duty, his one little thing, I got to do my thing. A cooks, they drop pots and pans, they go to the station. They got one special thing to do. We all do one thing, everything's running beautiful. One guy messes up,
All for one, for all.
You go to make your car in a car, you get your car service, you get three mechanics working, one guy's not going to put oil. How far are you going to go? It's going to break. So every Navy guy, we're one family. We're one family, loyal. One family.
Now tell me, you mentioned your dad. Was he in World War One?
No. He was not in any war. I got a picture. I can show you a picture. He was in what you call a schooner, three-four master schooner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like a windjammer.
Yes.
He left home when he was 18, 17, from San Pedro. He got aboard the ship, went up the coast to Bremerton, Washington, and the captain found out he was hard of hearing. He had a foxtail in his ear. Infected his eardrum. So the captain said, no good, you can't hear very good, you know. So he sent him back home. And that was the end of his career in the Navy, in the ship.
Yeah.
But all five, there was five brothers in the Navy.
Of your brothers?
My brothers.
Yeah.
And then there was three of them. My older brother, Fred, he joined the Navy. One weekend, he come home with a Navy uniform. The next weekend, he come in with a Marine uniform because he was a medic, a doctor.
Oh.
He had a Red Cross here, medic. You can do that, both uniforms.
Yes.
Even right now, the Marines are under the Navy's jurisdiction, under the Navy law. Okay, now. And then my brother Julian went in, Ori went in, World War II. My brother hit all the islands. He got a Bronze Star. My brother Julian, he was aboard an aircraft carrier in the Battle of Leyte Gulf. That was October 24, 1944. They sank his ship. And my brother Babe and I were going to mission school then. We're too young to go to World War II. We heard the news about the Princeton being sunk. My dad went to the mission, got permission to send us home. We went home, we started worrying about it, trying to get word about Julian. Later on, about 2 weeks later, we got a word from him that he survived.
Were they rescued?
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm.